Hello and welcome to The Bottom Line. This podcast examines the everyday business and finance issues faced by closely held and private businesses. We hope to provide you with news you can use in what we like to think of as a jargon-free zone. I'm your host, Dave Plasko, and with us is Tim Schuster, a manager in Eisner Amper's Private Business Services Group. In this episode, we'll discuss the very important topic of disaster planning. Tim, good to see you again.
Dave, it's a pleasure to see you as well.
So, Tim, unfortunately, we've all seen the devastation wrought by this year's hurricane season, which was a pretty bad one. In fact, according to the Red Cross, for every dollar invested in disaster preparedness, it could save $7 in recovery. So let's talk about a few things closely held businesses can do to protect themselves from a natural or man-made disaster.
Absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, as New Jersey residents are aware, we also had our own instances of this occurring during Hurricane Sandy. But there's just a few points that I really want to discuss with everyone here today. The first thing is just make sure you have a communication plan and have everything updated with staff, customers, vendors. You know, each employee should know his or her role in the event of a disaster. Okay. And make sure that you have a chance to practice this. Some companies actually have something put together, but they don't actually go through a practice point. So make sure you do that.
Good point, yeah.
Make sure critical information, is backed up and exists in separate locations. Not necessarily also everything in where your business is located, but you want to have everything backed up in a separate location. So if something were to happen, you have access to this information. The cloud is one thing
right.
That kind of people think of.
Yep.
You know, back it up to the cloud and you're good to go. Make sure you look at your supply chain. Do you have alternative space you can operate from? You know, how will you continue to get goods or services to customers in the event of a catastrophe? Be aware of your local resources. You want to make sure you are in communication or know who would be a first responder on this. The flip side also is knowing what your responsibilities are in respect to informing the authorities should a catastrophe happen at your location.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, number one, you'd be shocked, actually, even though there's plans there, people aren't being educated on this. So you want to make sure that your employees are educated and trained in the response, for
yep.
disaster purposes.
Yep.
FEMA actually offers this. So if someone's ever interested in this, you can actually go online and do disaster recovery courses through FEMA.
Okay, excellent. Now, tell us, Tim, a little bit about insurance.
So to get the first thing that you want to do is make sure you have a good agent and, be proactive in having discussions with him or her on the vulnerabilities and needs of your business.
Mm-hmm.
For example, just a couple things to think about. Are you in a flood-prone area? You probably are going to need some sort of flood insurance,
mm-hmm.
Or are you next to a chemical plant? Things could happen. It could
yeah.
explode. We heard that happened in Texas
yep.
recently.
Yep.
And actually, that brings up an interesting point about Texas. So one thing that businesses should really look into is business interruption insurance. I actually recently had a client that was involved with the hurricanes that hit down in the Houston area, and they had business interruption insurance. Essentially, what this is it covers a business's income in case of a disaster.
Okay.
So they actually, as many people have probably heard, there was a lot of instances of, buildings collapses, loss of products. That happened
mm-hmm.
to my client. They lost their products, actually. So this insurance actually covers that gap, so there's no interruptions in income that they're receiving from those.
Worth checking out for sure.
Absolutely.
And there's certainly a lot to talk about with respect to what you do, Tim, as a business and financial advisor.
Yes. I take to look at things such as what kind of cash reserve should you have on hand? How will you continue to meet payroll and other financial obligations? Those don't go away in a disaster need. So people need to have their pay. What new resources or of expense might occur as a result of a disaster? And how will the interruption impact revenue? And that's where we talked about briefly before about the insurance that you can get for that.
Yep, sure. Now, what's the takeaway? What's the golden rule here?
There are two, actually, that I think of.
Okay.
So one is just be proactive in your planning. I can't emphasize that enough. It's great to have things written down, but you want to make sure that you're actually going through and people know exactly what they need to do. The last thing, you see this all the time with MTA right now. The guys, they're running drills all the time, making sure they're on board with things.
Yep.
You got to do the same thing. Run fire drills. Think back to when you're in elementary school. You had fire drills twice a month. So you got to keep doing those plans to make sure you guys are ready to go. And just make sure that you have everything everything written down. Some people just verbally talk about doing it, but take the time. It doesn't take that long. You know, take a half hour and write down what your plan actually is.
Yeah, don't wait for the disaster to happen to come up with a plan.
Exactly, exactly, okay. Exactly.
All right, Tim. Now, one of my favorite parts of the program.
Me too.
You, as a member of the New Jersey Historical Society, what's your New Jersey fun fact for today?
So, I think people seem to forget how influential New Jersey has been in the modern era. So not more than a couple miles from where we're actually filming this today, Thomas Edison, you know, get it, Edison, New Jersey,
right.
Had his laboratory, Menlo Park, you know, also get it, Menlo Park Mall, where such inventions as the light bulb and phonograph were invented, and the infamous war of AC/DC current started. Doesn't that kind of sound like a band?
It does. Well, Tim, thanks for this valuable information. And thank you for listening to The Bottom Line as part of the Eisner Amper podcast series. If you have any questions or there's a topic you'd like us to cover, email us at contact@eisneramper.com. And visit eisneramper.com for more information on this and a host of other topics. And join us for our next Eisner Amper podcast when we get down to business.